This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
We have Grant Hardy on the phone from Monster Pictures.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Very well. Now, Grant, there's so much to talk to you about. I can't wait. But tell us, you know, like your backstory, you know, like who are you and how did it all start that you got, you know, like Monster Pictures? But you're not just going to tell us about Monster Pictures, your love of obviously horror.
Film.
Yeah, give it to us.
Well, I started Monster Pictures about 10 years ago. And so, look, I've been wanting to get into production for a long time. And I made a film back in the late 90s. And it did reasonably well in Australia. But then I realised I knew nothing about the business of distribution. And I thought if I was going to make another film, then I should really get my head around how to properly distribute films and learn that side of it. So I started Monster Pictures for that reason. And when we looked at the market, we thought that there's no actual, you know, horror and genre-specific distributors. And we thought that would be a real niche. So, we formed Monster Pictures. And then soon after that, we started a film festival called Monster Fest.
Yep.
Which initially was a way for us to showcase all the films that we were going to distribute, and both really took off and became quite successful. So here we are 10 years later, still doing both and about to move into production as well.
Yeah. Now, before we start talking about this production, because I think it's awesome, and I know so many people who love horror and they don't think there's enough horror in the world of movies, that is, but where did the interest come from? You know, like, tell us, you know, like, what were you like as a kid? You know, like, were you interested in horror films back then as well?
Yeah, absolutely. Back when I was growing up, sort of the late 70s and early 80s, they used to show horror films every weekend on Friday, Saturday nights. They'd show horror films all night, and I used to get up in the middle of the night, sneak up and turn on TV and watch them. Or my mum used to love watching horror films as well, and she'd stay up to watch them, and she'd fall asleep, and I'd just sort of sneak out and sit behind her, watching them, waiting for her to stir. And if she stirred, I'd sort of tear back to bed. But most times she would just be asleep, and I'd stay out watching Hammer horror films.
And
until the
hours
of the morning.
Right. And, you know, like, because I think it's fascinating. You know, like, were you that kid that would be hiding underneath a blanket and, you know, like, and only looking? Because that was me as a kid with anything.
Yeah, I was absolutely terrified by them, but fascinated, just compelled to want to watch them. I do remember my mum also, for one Christmas, she bought me a book, and it was all about monsters in horror films, and I was just fascinated by that book.
Right. Your mum, you're like, interesting, you're like, she really, you know, set you on that life, didn't she? What does she say now if she's still around?
Oh, she's still around. She's very proud of me. She loves it. And she'd always take me to the cinema if a new horror film came out. My sister was a big fan as well, and you know, we just have to ask mum. She'd be like, "Yep, no problem." So I can almost remember just about every film I saw, exactly what cinema and what year.
Mum
took me to see. So yeah, it was just that experience of you know, going to the cinema to watch horror films just really has, you know, stuck in my mind and become part of my psyche. So yeah, it's ingrained. Those memories are really ingrained into my head. I can remember going to see The Shining and The Howling, one really terrible one called Blood Beach, Mad Max 2, you know, on and on and on.
And I also used to, we also used to convince my nan to take us to the drive-in, and again, she'd just fall asleep. But we could just tell her that the film, you know, say, ah, no, it's not a horror film, and it's fine for us. And she'd fall asleep, and we'd just watch a film and wake her up, and there you go. So, yeah, it was, I was enabled a lot by, you know, my parents and my grandparents, you know.
Yeah.
I guess. They knew I loved watching them, so they were like, oh, yeah, sure. Good. You know.
And so then did you go to film school?
Yeah.
I did, yeah. Eventually, so I ended up, after high school study, I did a TAFE course studying media, and then from there I ended up doing a diploma in film studies, and had, it was a fantastic course with some really fantastic teachers, and yeah, it sort of really helped, you know, instill more of that passion. So yeah, it's just a passion I've always had, and something I've just always wanted to do. And you know, despite working, you know, lots of crappy jobs along the way, have stuck with it. And
Because the film world, as we know, is very, very hard, and financially, you know, like, you don't have great joy with it. So those crappy jobs, were they within film, or did you have to work beyond?
No, I worked as a I did so much stuff. Like, you know, most of what I did was working in nursery. So,
right,
you know, thankfully now I've got a really extensive knowledge of plants.
which ones look good in horror films?
Exactly. Well, it's funny because when I watch films now, and I go, you know, like, they're trying to pass another plant off as being a plant. I'm like, that's not right. That's not the right plant.
And so then you went into producing, obviously.
That's just like, we've been mainly doing the distribution and the festival, but yeah, the production is about to kick off very soon. Yeah.
Well, tell us about that.
Okay, so, you know, in order to sort of finance films, particularly in Australia, because the Australian government actually is very supportive of the arts and filmmaking.
Oh, come on. Come on. No.
No, I'm going to say they are.
All right.
Well, they have there's a fantastic incentive through the tax department, so you can get a 40% rebate on it's called the producer's offset. So to get that, you need to have a distributor on board. So you know, naturally for us as a distributor, we thought, well, if we can produce films, then we're guaranteed to get that 40% up front. So everything that we do, we know that we can start with a 40% of the budget. So just naturally, the next step was for us to find a producer who wanted to work with us, and an experienced producer, because, you know, obviously, again, to get that producer's offset, you need someone who has experience. You know, obviously, they have to believe in what you're doing, as does, you know, the funding bodies. So, you know, we can start developing things from that basis of having that 40% up front, and then so we've started working with a very experienced producer called Chris Brown.
Yep.
He's based on the Gold Coast, and he's done some amazing stuff. He's done The Proposition with Guy Pearce. He's worked with Nicole Kidman, Colin Firth. He did, I think it was one of the highest grossing Australian films in China in history, which was Bait 3D, which was a shark film. He's got an extensive list of people he's worked with. From, he's English, and you know, he's worked with some big big actors and directors back in the UK when he first started. So he's one of Australia's top producers, and he loves horror films, and you know, we've been friends for a long time, and you know, we've always been talking about getting this off the ground. And just recently, we were able to secure a deal with an international financier who will he'll bankroll the rest of the budget until we can release them. So
okay, and how many films are you looking at?
Well, initially, so what we've committed to for this particular partnership is we want to do at least 5 films over the next 3 years.
Fantastic.
And then, of course, if everything works, we'll keep going. But, you know, you have to have, I guess, a bit of an out if, you know...
it doesn't go well.
Yes.
Or you want to change direction.
Yeah. If, you know, we decide to move in other directions. But, yeah. You know, we've committed to, like, at 5 films for the next 3 years. And so, the release we put, the press release we put out last week was basically letting people know that this is what's happening and that we're doing a call out for projects. And as you'd imagine, we've been completely inundated. I'm actually in the middle of a house move this weekend, but on my email, I've got an inbox full of writers, directors, other producers, just, you know, pitching projects.
Must be so exciting for them to think that there is this opportunity in a genre that is not all that well supported.
Yeah, look, the thing is, the horror genre is the most profitable genre there is because, you know, horror films are really concept-based, so you don't need massive marketing budgets. You don't need to pay, you know, big name stars because you can sell a horror film just based on the concept, and it's unique in that way because it means you can do them on a very low budget, but then the returns have the potential to be extremely high. Recently that's happened a lot.
Yeah, but there's still a lack of them in the world. A lot of people that like horror that I know say there's not enough horror films in the world, or are they just being precious because they want more?
There's a lack of, you know, really high quality ones. There's actually a lot get made because, you know, as a distributor and as a festival programmer, you know, I'm watching horror films weekly, you know, and they don't stop coming.
Okay.
Yeah, but...
So what are you looking at for your 5? Have you got them picked already, or are you going to go through some application process? Or
people are sending them in?
Yeah. We'll have to, you know, from here, you know, we've probably got, I don't even know, maybe 50 so far.
Wow.
Yeah, so what we'll have to do, obviously, the next phase of it is to maybe shortlist, you know, the top 10 that really stand out, and from there... make a decision based on, you know, there's several factors we have to consider. You know, obviously there's a certain budget range that we want to work within because if you, you know, what's a good business decision is to keep the budget as low as you can so your profitability, the potential for that increases.
Yeah, of course.
Because you can't just make something and then sort of think, well, I'm never going to recoup.
Sure.
Contained locations because
they're cheaper.
The world plus the world we live in right now.
Oh, of course.
But that's, you know, again, it's a respect and it actually works. Small cast, contained locations are great for the budget, but they're also, you know, right now coming out of COVID, you know, it's exactly what we're going to need to be looking for anyway.
Yeah.
You know, it's a sort of a lot of circumstances have led us to announce it now because we just feel like the time's right.
Yeah,
and, sure.
We can. You know, we feel like we've got a very good model that will work with, you know, the experience behind them. And you know, of course, we want to create jobs for people. We want to, stimulate the industry because, you know, it has gone through a very rough time in the last few months and a lot of people were out of work and obviously productions got shut down. So, you know, we really want to emerge out of this.
Yeah, so this sounds like a fantastic opportunity for the Australian film industry, particularly for horror. Mm. And I actually have a pretty big interest in women in horror. I follow a lot of female horror directors and I watch a lot of women-led horror. So will you be, like, you know, putting aside one or two of those films for female directors or new directors? Or are you, like, looking for just tried and true Are you looking to mix it up? What are you looking for your slate?
We're open to anything, and yeah, we'd love. We've actually already a couple of the strongest ones that have really come in and jumped out have been female driven projects, and there's a couple of Indigenous ones that we're really impressed with as well. So yeah, 100%. You know, we're open to any. What we're looking for is just really good ideas, and we don't mind who from. I mean, you know, we have to consider some experience, but because we're experienced ourselves, we're able to sort of nurture emerging talent as well.
All right. Do you want some more? Can we announce a website that people can go to?
Yeah, look, the not so much a website right now, but if they go to info@monsterpitches.com.au, just send any pictures into that email address. Yeah. That's the best right now. We haven't essentially set up a website as such, but, you know, monsterpitches.com.au, all our contact details are on there. You can go to our Facebook, just Monster Pitches, Monster Fest. All the information's there. So just, you know, online, Google, all our contact details are there.
Brilliant. Okay. So,
yeah.
Well, all the best with it, and I'm so pleased that this is happening. I think it's a great idea.
Yeah, get back in touch with us when you've got a few selected, and we can talk about them.
Yeah, no, we'll do. Absolutely.
Go on.
I was going to say, look, once we identify a couple of projects, you know, we'll make a more formal announcement, and you know, let people know that, you know, we've earmarked a couple. And you know, we want to make a real big deal of this, and we want to, you know, we want to keep supporting people and really drive it along. So,
We want to be involved. So keep us informed. And also, found out where you're moving to. And I'm going to give out the address now where you're moving to. It's the Ghost Train at Luna Park. Is that right?
David.
No, it was funny. I've been saying reservoir, apparently I should say it's reservoir.
Yes.
Yeah. I've actually moved to reservoir.
Yeah. Well, lovely chatting with you, and can't wait to see the outcome of all of this.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate you helping us get the word out there. And, look, as I say, we've said we'll make five, but, you know, we'd love to make, you know, keep making five every 3 years and just keep going. And,
that would be awesome.
Yeah. Right.
Yep.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
See you later. Bye.
Okay, bye.
You are on Joy 94.9. It's Sunday Arts Magazine.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.